Taking time to check in with your body. And so if you're standing for these mindful movements, really feel into your feet. Give yourself a little pelvic tilt, so the feet hip width apart, little pelvic tilt. Roll your shoulders up, back, and down. Standing nice and tall like a mountain. One last time, up, back, and down. And that gentle flattening of shoulder blades to the back, creating a nice strong back and a soft uplifted front, balancing the head nicely on the neck. And from this mountain pose, whether sitting or standing, check in with the body. Do a little scan through and notice any areas of tension, contraction, anything that you can gently release with the awareness. And then attend to with a movement of your choice. Maybe you'll do a few more shoulder rolls. Maybe you'll do some very careful neck rolls. Maybe you'll give the body a little shake. What do you need? Whatever you do, do it mindfully, carefully, and kindfully. So taking a couple of minutes for that, everyone on their own. Taking a half minute more for your movements, your postures. And then when you're ready, join me in a gentle rotation of the upper body. Letting the arms swing back as you go. Perhaps when you get to the turn at the back, you can let out the air. Ha, 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 ha. Being careful not to get dizzy with this. Working always within your own limits. And starting to let that wind down. As we come back to center, feet hip width apart, as for the standing, a little pelvic tilt, a pulling up of the kneecaps, if you will. And again, roll those shoulders up, back, and down. And then, as you're ready, reversing directions up and forward and down. And for one last time, followed by up, back, and down so that we don't end up slumped forward. And back to mountain pose. Inhaling and raising the arms up to chest height. Stretching across the front of the chest. If you can let your arms go back a little bit. If you can flatten your palms like a traffic cop. Breathing. Feel the stretch across the chest. And then raising the arms upwards, straight overhead. Let the palms reach upwards. Let them face each other. And breathing, not staying in the pose any longer than you should. So monitor that. And yet not running in aversion at the first slightest discomfort. So take care of yourself. Inhaling and then slowly exhaling the arms down, mindfully, kindfully feeling it. And roll the shoulders up, back and down again, back to mountain. And let's do a few neck rolls. You might care to clasp your hands behind your back as you're able in a way that suits you. And then gently bring chin to chest, a few little semicircles as you let each ear approach a shoulder. Nice and soft and gentle. At some point, you might care to hold an ear towards a shoulder for a wee while. And breathing. Adjusting the clasp of your hands to increase the stretch if that feels comfortable. And when you release, do it slowly, carefully, because we can easily go into spasm with our necks when we stretch them. So a few more of those little semicircles when you're ready. We're not letting the neck go backwards because we might injure ourselves. And you're all on your own right now. So being careful. And letting those semicircles go farther as the other ear approaches its respective shoulder. And when you're ready, you can hold that ear towards the shoulder if that feels like what you need. And breathing. And then when you release that posture, do it slowly, carefully. A few more of those little semicircles gently. Slowly releasing the clasp of the hands. Gradually bringing the chin back to the center. And then gently raising the chin back up to neutral. And when we do this, our shoulders tend to roll forward. So let's roll them up, back and down again. Back into mountain, nice and tall, whether sitting or standing. And so breathing. And inhaling, raising one arm all the way up overhead. Let the palm be inwards. If you're standing, you might raise the opposite heel and drop the opposite shoulder. Otherwise, just raising that arm all the way up, reaching for something that's ever so slightly out of reach. I think it's wise to keep the neck neutral. Little bend in both knees. Breathing. Feel the stretch along the side. Inhaling and then slowly, slowly exhaling that arm downwards. Back to mountain. Roll the shoulders again. The opposite heel comes back to the earth. And then we slowly raise the opposite arm. Same posture. Palm turns inward. Opposite heel can come upward if you feel steady. Bend in each knee. And enjoying that stretch along that side. Inhaling and slowly lowering that arm. Roll the shoulders when you get to the bottom. Coming back into mountain. And then check in with yourself and see, now what does this body need? Compassionately, carefully, mindfully, opening into whatever movement or stretch you might need. So engaging with that for the last couple of minutes. Not doing anything you shouldn't be doing that you've been told is not safe for you. And as a courtesy to others and as a precaution to yourself, not doing anything dangerous, no balancing poses, please. And taking a half minute more with whatever poses or movements you've been engaged in. And bring yourself back into mountain pose. And appreciating the effects of these mindful movements. Mindful movements are a great help for us when there's agitation, when there's restlessness, when there's worry, and also when the body is sluggish, the mind is sluggish, and listening to the bells to end.